So what was the, just briefly, what was the normal daily routine in your home back in the 50s?
Well, I'd get up and get the children off to school and do housework. Then if I had to go out, well, I'd just say to my husband, you know, I'll be home at such and such. Look, there was always plenty if I wasn't there for him to have his lunch too. But mainly if I was going out, my father would come up and get the lunch for him. So from that point of view, he was really well looked after. Well, that was about... There wasn't anything drastic or wonderful. I mean, life was really pretty humdrum, I suppose, when you think about it.
What about the family shopping and...
Yeah, well...
provisions.
I had a very good general store nearby, and he would come and pick up the list that for my groceries and would deliver it to me. And also we had a milkman calling and a baker, dry cleaner even came. I had just about everything. So if the services were very good. Maybe they didn't all start at the very beginning, but it wasn't long, you know, that, well, baker and milkman, they would have been from the beginning, I would say. And, of course, in Blacktown, there was some good, G&G was one grocery place there. I haven't seen them for... They went out of business. But it was much like a supermarket today. And then, of course, there were... as I told you, we had in 1942 in Blacktown, the main street then would have had the School of Arts, which has since been pulled down, a Greek milk bar next door, which was... It was used... tremendously, because we had an old picture show as well, but that was pulled down and a new picture show was built, and I think that's gone in the... Well, yes, I'm sure it's gone. So Blacktown, to my knowledge, has had three picture shows. One, two. Of course, now they've got the new ones there in the Westfield or the West Point Shopping Centre. So they've had their share of... We've never been without a picture show there. So then on the corner was the paper shop near the police, near the railway station. Opposite was the Robin Hood Hotel, which was a very nice building in those days. And up in Flashcombe Road was the library belonging to the council, which was a nice building too, and they really were very presentable buildings. Even in 1942, they were something. They've I think it's still there, the library in Flashcombe Road. I'm not sure.
It's now near the mall.
Is it? Yes. Is the building though? Did they pull down the building? It was a red brick building.
Not sure.
Yes, I'm not sure on that. I must go along and have a look. I know the Robin Hood Hotel came down, but it was there for a long, long time. It's only recently, in what, the last 8 years, I suppose, you start to think back, and dates and years, they get a little bit hazy. And I mean, time goes so quickly that if I said 8 years, I might be surprised to learn that it might be 10, 12 years that hotel's been gone. But in those days, in 1942, there were a lot of, weatherboard shops. There weren't a lot, but they ran along towards the station from where I came. I used to come along Blacktown Road from a farm, which was, the farm was called Hillside, and it's now a vet. The house is still there. It's a lovely old timber house, and it's well looked after by the vet. But my brother had the 52 acres surrounding that, and of course that came out of urban, out of rural into residential. He had a subdivision, And then he moved over to where we finally went in 1954, over to the Old Western Highway. He was just near us. So the shopping in Blacktown has really improved to such a degree now. When I go in there, I really don't feel I'm in the same area that I ever was in at 17 or when I was in as a young woman. It's so completely changed, and the one that has changed more than either of those, I think, is Parramatta, because we used Parramatta's facilities for, they had their picture shows there, and we would use those. David Jones started in Parramatta, and the big Westfield shopping centre there started, and once it started and the mall was put into Parramatta, it altered the whole, I don't know how you could describe it, it became, instead of a big rural, well, you wouldn't call it a city because it wasn't a city in the true sense of the word, but it was a big town. But it changed completely to become like a commercial district.
So I suppose most of the old shops have gone in Blacktown.
Are you still there?
So most of the old shops will have gone in Blacktown.
Most of them, but there's still, Bose was a Chinese restaurant. Takeaway. They did a very good business when we first. I'm sure they were one of the first shops. I'm sure they were there when we went in 1954. But it's what I said, Robin. You put a question mark over years. It's around, like, we were there 18 years. So it's very hard for me now to say in 1954 that was there for sure.
Yeah.
When we left in we left just before 71, or the end of 71, we left Blacktown. So it's hazy now, the shops that would be still there, that were there when we were there, from 54. But I would say Bose would be one of them. There was a Crichton's Cakes there too. They were there for a long, long time. And I have a feeling they could still be there in that mall. Trying to think what other shops. Look, it's...
You think it's changed for the better anyway?
Blacktown?
Do you, the shopping centre?
I suppose you've got to say yes. There's more variety. The mall, I think, I like malls personally. I think they do something. But I know everybody that I've ever spoken to that is in business on a mall, they reckon that their business is killed. We've got one in High Street. The shops in there have been decimated by the mall. But I think the council is now trying to do something, and I think the Chamber of Commerce are trying to help them, because, look, no one can give you really an... I think it's lack of parking where you get a mall. The mall in Parramatta... is not a success. Well, it doesn't appear to be a success, because you've got a mall with a few shops, and then your main shopping centre is away where Westfield is. So, and it's just hard to say.
How do you feel about the difference of shopping in the old days
to now?
To now, yes.
Better, yes, yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. Better. When we first came here, I could shop anywhere in Penrith, park anywhere and shop anywhere. It's not quite as easy now. It is normally, at normal times, but when you get your abnormally long Christmas period and Easter period, everybody seems to be out. For about 6 weeks before Christmas, it is a headache to park and to shop. But I suppose it is everywhere else that you go. Penrith has grown beyond anything that I imagined in 17 years that I've been here. And we're getting now, they're even in extending our plaza. We have a big shopping plaza there, and that is being extended, and it'll be one of the best, I believe, in Sydney. It'll be huge, I believe. So from that point of view, providing they give enough parking space, they'll be tremendous. Yeah. And parking is a problem, particularly in an area like this, because the bus services aren't good. That's one thing that needs to be said about the West. The bus services could be greatly improved for people living in the areas surrounding these shopping, like the centre of Penrith. Anybody wanting to go in there, they need a good bus service.
Yes. What was the situation with the transport back in the 50s when you were living in Blacktown?
It wasn't good for us. You really couldn't manage without a car where we lived. You had to have a car.
What about the train service to Blacktown?
Well, the train service, you know, my husband would drop me in at the odd times I did want to go by train. And it would take over an hour. It was passable. You could get to Sydney and back. It's better now, believe it or not, from Penrith. I can get into the Sydney from Penrith if my husband drops me in there in just on an hour. That's early in the morning, just around peak time or just after peak. And it's a very good service.
Very good.
Yeah, so it has improved. I've got to give credit there. It has improved to what it used to. Because it used to take an hour from Blacktown. But now it's an hour from Penrith.
Yes.
I've never tried it. If you've got a slow train where they're through the day, most probably you'd be pulling your hair out to take an hour and a half.
Yes, yes. And what was the condition of the roads? I know you mentioned before they were gravel.
Yeah, when we first went to Blacktown.
Most of the roads were like that, were they?
Yes. Mm. Oh, yes, yes. It was a rural area. Mm. It was
no curb and guttering?
No. Very, very little curb and guttering. Even I think when they put in the first of the subdivisions, they weren't very fussy on the curb and guttering. Not today, they're very fussy on what the developers put in. Mm. See, in South Penrith, they've got underground. There's no poles in there. It's all underground electricity, which is something. But you pay for it. You pay for it in your block of land. They put it all onto the developer puts it onto the buyer. So
yes, it's aesthetically good, but you do pay that, for
yes,
it.
Yes, it's aesthetically it is good, but you do pay for it.
Now getting back to the old days again, recreation, how much leisure time did you and your family have, and what did you do for recreation?
For recreation, well, I used to play tennis, night tennis with my brother. There was a court over at Richmond Road. Anyhow, Quakers Hill. And we used to go there and play night tennis. That was one bit of it. And then I belonged to the CWA at Quakers Hill. And I'd go to meetings there once a month, I think it was. That was afternoon tea. We take our plate each, and
were there a lot of women?
Yes, there would have been about 30 women with similar interests. A lot of poultry farmers' wives belong to that, from around Quakers Hill and Blacktown. And we would have socials ourselves. Like we became all very friendly. That we'd have our own parties or dinners at our own places, and everybody would come. And we'd also have different social things at our own hall that we had there. So it wasn't lacking altogether in any social. We led a social life, I suppose. I don't feel that any of us were denied some of the finer things, I suppose, that you look for in life, you know, because we were all together and with similar interests, we made our own entertainment.
Did you have musical evenings?
Once again, there's been musical evenings recently with it, not so much then, but we'd make dances, like we'd have a dance in the hall, and as I said, once again, you all bring a plate. I've still got the friends from there, still, even though I don't go to the CWA anymore. I found it was too much of a hassle from here to go over to Quakers Hill. I don't go, but I've still got friends from there, and I still see them from time to time. Of course, we've all got old. One's over there in an old lady's home at a retirement village at Richmond. She's 84, but wonderful. And the other lady, one of them, there's a story. She was on 5 acres with a poultry farm, and now her 5 acres has come out into residential, and the value's gone from, I'm not sure what it was, but it's gone up to $485,000 for 5 acres. But she's worried, who's going to buy it? She lives in an old five-row house on that 5 acres. It's all developing up around her, but the economic market as it is today, no one wants to develop land. And she's worried because her rates will go up. In fact, I think they have already started to go up with the council, and she's on a pension, and she's wondering, she doesn't want to leave her home. She's 70, nearly 80, going on for 80, so she's worried what's going to happen to her now. I keep saying to her, look, go into a retirement village, sell it for what you can. But I don't think there's even someone that will buy it at greatly reduced, because
it's slowed down
to such a degree. So she's worried. And now she did poultry farming on there. She's not far from the prison.
Oh, Parkley.
So she's up there. So I feel very sorry for her, because she likes her. She's lived there for so long that it's her home. She doesn't really want to go into a retirement village, but she'll be pushed out. It's got to come. But, that's another thing. I don't think they've even put the septic on there, the sewerage on for... So it's away, most probably 5 years, 7 years off, perhaps, she'll even get her money. It's a bit unfair.
Isn't it?
Isn't it? You know, to charge her the new rate. But I think council will help her. I must give her a ring and see how she's going with it all, so... And on top of that, when we had that dreadful storm in January, all the water came into her house. Mm. Oh, God, she was in a dreadful state. Mm. So I feel very sorry for her. But you see, we've all aged, and the area has changed. Around her, the houses have come up like mushrooms. she's not a rural area at all anymore. Mm. So it's very hard, I think, for people when they get older to adjust.
To the change.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is very hard. So this eventually here, I suppose, where we are, will it'll gradually encroach. We've got South Penrith and Orchard Hills will be, I think they're wondering what to do about, you know, Orchard Hills.
Yes.
Yes. Mm. So that's another one where there'll be, but at the moment... who wants to develop any land? Mm-hmm. You know, it's...
It will happen again, but it's getting through.
Well, let's hope so, Robin, but at the moment things are very bad in that direction.
And so you've made good friends in the area with the neighbouring...
Yes, yes.
Mm.
Because that's one thing in a rural area, you make friends much more quickly than you do, say, in suburbia.
Yes.
Do you find that?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You don't sometimes know your next door neighbour.
No, well, you can be lucky or unlucky. I mean, I suppose we could have been we had wonderful neighbours. The Yugoslav people that were our neighbours, she'd send me down tomatoes, and I'd send her up eggs. And down would come more tomatoes, and up would go more eggs.
So it's like a bartering system.
Yes, but no matter what I did, she wanted to do twice as much. They were wonderful neighbours. We're still friendly with them, very. In fact, one of them... one of the sons lives up at Silverdale, and even though their farm was in the proposed open space, he carried on his business, and he's got a very big poultry processing business up there. So
he's kept it going.
Yeah, he's kept it going, yes.
Just looking at other forms of entertainment, did you go to the theatre or the cinema?
Yes, we'd gradually, with all these friends, we might one night say, well, we'll make up a party if there was, well, My Fair Lady, when it came, we all made a party and went, different things of theatres. Mm-hmm. Yes, we'd go to theatre. Yeah, we weren't cut off completely.
That's good.
Not real country hicks.
What about sport? I suppose sporting activities were
well, my children learned to play tennis. I made sure that they learned, and they learned swimming. They had a very good life, my children. They had the best of both worlds because they could come home and have wander on 10 acres, 15 acres, and then they weren't streetwise as you get when you're in the city. I always think kids from the city are much more streetwise than kids in the bush. And it was bush in those days when we first went there. It was
wonderful.
But not as much as when I went to Blacktown in 42.
That was totally...
Oh, yes, they were real country hicks. The plumber that we had, he had a set of false teeth that didn't fit properly. When you talk to him, they jump out at you. And then the lady that packed eggs for my brother, she talked with a real slow drawl. But she wasn't slow mentally, but it was the way she... She was country, but they were all very, very friendly and very nice. It was a bit like Mar and Park Kettle in some ways, you know. But it was, I noticed going to the country more when I was 17 than when I went at 1954.
And what about... the industries that grew up in the area? It was mostly poultry when you were there.
Yes, yeah. Well, now we got a few factories. What was the one that made shirts that had the patch over the eye? Falaco? Not Falaco.
I know them.
Yeah, Chief Clothing Factory was there. I can't remember the name, but they had a big factory there in Blacktown Road. In fact, one of my friends, she used to work there. Packing all the shirts, you know, and pinning them. But they went eventually. I think they took their business overseas. Along off Sunny Holt Road, there was a bit of a industrial area in there that gradually got bigger by the time we left to leave Blacktown after the 18 years. Blacktown grew. In that 18 years, from 54 to nearly 71, it really took off. But I can't think of many factories, but there must have been others there that I wouldn't have known about. There would have to be, because it started to grow, and you must create some sort of industrial areas when you start to urbanise. It's got to be. But I know that in Blacktown Road, going up towards... past the hospital, and up there were a numerous numbers of businesses and small factories, I suppose, in there, or small businesses mainly. And of course this big clothing factory, and I can't think of the name. He had a patch over his eye.
I can see the patch.
Yes. It wasn't Palaco, I'm sure it's not Palaco. Palaco's been going for ages. This was another one. Anyhow, someone might tell you that in the area, Robin knows more than I do.
I'm sure I've heard it, but I can't think either. And talking about all the changes that have taken place, I guess one of the significant changes is the ability of women to control childbirth.
Yes.
And the number of children they want to have. I was wondering, did you? Want to have children when you got married, and had you planned how many children you wanted to have?
Yes, I wanted to have children. Yes, I wanted two. The third one was a mistake. After 12 years. Well, in one way, you see, I blame the doctor because, silly, doctor told me, you know, that at my age, I was 37, she was a lady doctor, that I would be most unlikely to fall pregnant. I had a red reverted womb and something else, and mainly age. When I think about it, it was ridiculous. And I would most probably not fall pregnant, and I suppose we never took enough precautions after that. But I'll say this, Robin, it never entered my head to have an abortion, not once. Mm. I just felt, well, this is fate, this is what was meant to be. So I was very pleased, because out of the three, he's been the easiest one to... I've been lucky there. I was very lucky, but...
It must have been difficult, though, without the days before... the pill and that sort of thing to actually
yes.
control.
And it. Bear in mind, at that time, there was all that scare about thalidomide.
Mm.
You know, and of course, you were frightened to take, in the end, I tried to take an Aspro or anything.
Mm.
But in one way, I suppose she did a good thing for us, because it's been a pleasure to have him. Mm. And the other, that when I say he was the easiest one, maybe because I was older. And I was calmer.
Yes.
I most probably, you bring on a lot of your own.
Mm.
But he was a good child, so I was very lucky. But, you know, this stupid doctor is saying, you know, how can you say that to anybody? At 37, you're past having very unlikely to fall pregnant.
Mm.
It's, so, just the pill had come out before Lance. No, wait, there. No, after I did go on the pill after Lance, and it didn't agree with me. I got dreadfully lethargic and put on weight, and I thought, oh damn this, you know.
Mm.
So, I never bothered with the damn thing again.
Mm.
We were just very, very careful.
Mm.
So.
It's difficult, isn't it?
Oh yes.
And getting on to a slightly different tack. What did you keep, house pets and
animals? Had a dog, yes,
mm-hmm.
a dog that was given to us, and John ran over the first one, he backed the car out over it and felt dreadful,
mm-hmm.
and then they sent another one, that was a dog, and the next one was a bitch, and we, lovely, she was a bitzer, but very good, yeah. And then we had, well then I told you we had the problem with all the rats, huge rats. And I remember my cousin came up to visit one night, and she was staying, you know, we're going to have some scrambled eggs for tea, and she said, I'll go over to the shed and get them. I said, yes, okay, you go. And she came running back. She said, there's rats over there. They're everywhere, on the cages and in. And I said, well, you didn't. She said, I nearly tripped on one. And they were that big. They were huge. And they would burrow into the manure under the cages. So... We tried various people, you know, what was the cure for all these rats. And in the end, someone said, look, don't you know the simplest cure is to get cats. And this cousin that she had the shop down in Adelaide Street on the corner of Fletcher Street at Willara, there down in Cooper Park.
Yeah.
And, of course, she got all the people that came in the shop to any cats they didn't want. I'll take your cats, and she'd bring them up. And we must have had, 30 cats that finally arrived, ginger cats, black cats, you name them. And of course they all had kittens, so we always had a supply of cats, and we never had any problem with rats after that. And the cats kept having their families, and being on a farm, all the feed that would spill on the ground, and it's very nutritious, the feed, because what you feed a bird is what you get back in the egg, you see.
Mm.
You must give them a proper diet to get the egg. So they had bran pollard, protein in that, milk powder, molasses. So it was our dogs would go and lick it, and the cats all did, so they only needed water. And then when we got the killing works, our dogs would go over and come out with the head of the chook hanging out, the red wattle, you know. Crunch, crunch. Oh. But they were...
Delicacy.
Yeah, a delicacy. Oh, they used to love killing day when he'd come and kill the birds, because he'd give them all these heads to them. And
so it cost you nothing.
The dogs really cost nothing.
No,
we never fed them, and nor the cats, because there was always... If you feed a cat too well, it won't mouse or rat.
Mm-hmm.
We had our plagues of mice too, of course, you know, in the country you always get those. And they get into the house. They find any little cavity that, and they make a dreadful mess in cupboards. Oh, but they're not as bad. We never had them as bad as some people I know in the country where all night